After two dismal years where sweet potato farmers watched their crop rot in the field from too much rain, they finally got the harvest they've been hoping for. The dry fall allowed for a smooth harvest and a good crop, says LSU Ag Center sweet potato specialist Tara Smith.
Our Louisiana sweet potato producers had to have a banner year in 2010 to get back on their feet. This is not going to completely obliterate the years that we saw in 2008 and 2009, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Smith says yields across the state are average, and it appears the quality may be up.
Usually in a hot, dry season, the quality of the crop, the sweetness of the crop are improved compared to other years, and so we should see a great marketing year for Louisiana sweet potatoes.
Some potatoes were damaged by the sugarcane beetle. Many farmers reported problems with this insect, including Oak Grove sweet potato grower Ricky Abels.
It causes a little hole about a half-inch diameter, maybe several spots on the potato, and it knocks it out of the number one grade into either a number two or a canner.
Despite the damage, Abels is happy with his crop. Louisiana farmers grew about 14,000 acres of sweet potatoes. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.